Park entry interface. Velocity 36,331, still increasing. Downrange to Splash Point, 1,315 nautical miles. We had S-band blackout on predicted time, about 17 or 18 seconds after entry interface. Estimate coming out of the blackout at 3 minutes 29 seconds after beginning or after entry interface at 400,000 feet. Maximum G loading of the spacecraft and crew will be in the neighborhood of 6.7 Gs. Parachute deployment now predicted for 8 minutes 17 seconds retro elapsed time, or entry elapsed time in this case, since there has been no retro fire from a lunar return mission. All aircraft in the primary recovery area are on station. Splashdown will be approximately 25 minutes prior to local daylight in the Princeton prime recovery ship area, which is standing by on the aiming point. Likely orbiting around the aiming point rather than right on it. 2 minutes past entry interface, about a minute and 29 seconds left in blackout. Velocity now 36,363 feet per second. Apparently that was the last velocity in tracking prior to blackout. Should be out of blackout at this time. We have a first report that Samoa Rescue 1 aircraft staging out of Hickam Air Force Base has a visual contact. We have a report of visual contact from Airboss 3 on station near the Princeton. Reported from the Princeton that they, on board the prime recovery vessel, have visual contact with Apollo 10. Apparently that is radar contact rather than visual. No confirmation of visual at the present time.
We're short 6 miles short right now. What's going on here?
Flying about 4G.
This machine is flying like crazy.
Boy, it's really close.
Roger, 10, we copy, and we've got you on TV.
I tell you, this thing is beautiful.
This shows 2 miles overshoot, 1.7, 1.2 cross range.
So we're pulling about 3.5 G's now. Rolling right 60 degrees, and we're practically on top of the target. EMS is reading 21 miles to go. Went down, looks like I guess we're about 150K right now.
Roger, 10, we're waiting for you. Apollo 10 Houston, you're coming in broken, but we still have you visual, over. Reported from the prime recovery vessel Princeton that they heard a sonic boom from Apollo 10. Samoa Rescue 2 aircraft has S-band contact. A lot of speculation as to whether the item in the television picture from the ship is actually the spacecraft or the service module. Recovery Aircraft 3 has a visual with the spacecraft on parachutes. Lookout on board the Princeton reports sighting the spacecraft on the main parachutes. We're still about 25 minutes away from sunrise at the Princeton. Reported from photographic aircraft in the area that all three chutes are deployed, which is quite obvious from the television coming from the prime recovery vessel. It's early twilight, early morning dawn at the ship. Still enough daylight to see the spacecraft. Splashdown at 192 hours, 3 minutes, 25 seconds approximately. Spacecraft is in stable one, that is apex up. About 4 miles estimated from the Princeton.
Boss, try to engage the main chute. Oh. Auto 1, welcome.
There, Boss 3, we have two throw chutes in sight.
13, the drop ships are from U015, estimating at 7 miles. They're coming down there at about 7,000 feet now.
Latest estimate now, 3 miles from the Princeton.
One of the chutes in the raft is deployed. The second one, the raft did not.
Bridge from Boston. Are you reading? Over.
See your lights inside this time.
This is Apollo Control. Recovery helicopter number 3 is presently on approach to drop swimmers. The swim team, the first one to go out in the jumping order will be Bosun's Mate First Class J.L. Boisvert of Imperial Beach, California, who was also involved in Apollo 6 recovery. Second man out will be Seaman Michael G. Mallory of Alderwood Manor, Washington. Number 3 man out will be Lieutenant Junior Grade Wesley T. Chesser of Arlington, Virginia. We'll rejoin what readable conversation there is between Air Boss and the crew of Apollo 10 through the carrier.
This is Air Boss, Roger. First aircraft in the area will be backup. Aircraft will give me work on the encroachers and we can relocate it.